there. I am Gary Gray, once again sitting in for Julie Ashton, who is out gallivanting around the planet and was too busy to come in today here at Hey Julie at julieland.com. And my lovely guest today is Jennifer Lee, nude model extraordinaire.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on?
Oh, there's a lot going on. There's always a lot going on with me. So I will be the March 2007 J-Girl.
Yes, you will. We're very excited about that here at Julie Land.
I also have a couple of movies out on the shelves right now.
Really?
You guys, yes, definitely. You guys need to get your wallet books open
and
start buying those DVDs. I have one that I'm extremely proud of.
Yeah. Do tell.
Okay. It's called Ghost in the Teeny Bikini.
Okay.
And for you Rocky Horror Picture fans out there, it's very, very similar. You'll see a lot of similarities. And yes, I do sing on it. So
you sing.
I sing. I'm not saying I sing well, but I do sing. So you need to pick that up because I don't think I'll ever sing again.
I learn new things about you every time I see you.
I know. Just full of surprises.
Yeah.
It's really cute, though. I sing on it. It's campy. It's fun. And, of course, you get to see me naked and
jumping
on boys and girls.
Wow. Okay. So
girls.
More than just posing.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Okay.
I'm three-dimensional.
I'll say.
I also have another movie for you guys that really like girl-on-girl action. It is called Bikini Girls from the Lost Planet.
So there's a bikini theme kind of running
through
your movies.
Yeah, yeah. I do a lot of bikini movies. And they don't like to see me in turtlenecks in movies for some reason.
Right. Okay.
It's not that my neck is
ugly. I bet you fill out a turtleneck quite well.
I do.
I would see that.
I do, very much so. I fill out everything pretty well.
Yeah.
Forms,
goes without
whatever.
Saying,
But on my Bikini Girls in the Lost Planet, let me give you a little synopsis because it's kind of cute. Okay. No singing in this one, just lots of boobs and lots of boobs and buttholes. I'm sorry, butts.
Wow.
Don't want to give away too much.
That kind of movie.
Uh-oh. But it's about these girls, and they're from a lesbian planet, and our population is dwindling.
Are there really lesbian planets out there?
I think there's a world beyond our planet that we don't even know about.
So that would make that, 300,000 to go into space thing kind of worthwhile crash land on the right planet. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. So our planet, the population is dwindling. So we get in our spaceship, and I'm the commander, Commander Daynell, and my my co-commander is Annie. Annie Daynell. Get it?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That joke didn't go over well. But anyways, so we're in our spaceship and we're looking around for planets with a lot of virile men.
Mm-hmm.
And where do we crash land? Earth.
Yeah.
So we go to Earth and, we do our thing and we take the male specimen.
Right.
Which is not the male, but you know what I'm talking about, this. The jizz.
Right.
We take gallons and gallons of it back to our planet so we can repopulate.
And how do you collect this fluid? Might I ask?
Oh, good God, Gary. How old are you? You know.
I don't know if, you're from some other planet. I don't know if you have apparatus.
We do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
But, of course, we're disgusted by it because we're all lesbians.
Right.
And so when we get down here, we have to find a female that can show us how to.
Right.
And, of course, we pick up very quickly.
Right. Okay.
But we're disgusted the whole time we're doing it.
Right. Okay,
trying everything not to hold our noses and throw up.
And who was this multi-talented female who educated you in the ways of harvesting seed?
Well, I do believe a lot of you know her. Her name is Nicole Sheridan.
Oh, sure.
And she was one of our co-stars in it.
Okay,
perfect.
And so you
get to see her in action, showing us how to get in action.
Yeah. Okay, well, she is definitely well-versed in that.
I
see her in any number of late-night movies
she's all
given
over the
movie
place.
Channels.
Yes.
Okay. And so are these movies in the spectrum of adult movies, or are they B movies, or what are these? Where's
like
your comfort
them,
zone?
Yeah. I like to call them sexy adult B movies.
Okay.
It's a mouthful.
Perfect. Okay.
Sexy adult B movies.
Yeah, but I know that genre well.
Yes.
And I would imagine you would say these are naughty but not filthy.
Yes, I love that you do that. Naughty, but not filthy. Maybe raunchy, depending on, what's going on in your life at the moment, what you have going on in your living room while you're watching it.
And what's the threshold that bumps you just over the edge of naughty into filthy territory?
No penetration.
Penetration
That's
is the
it.
Line. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
There's bumping and grinding, but no end. It looks, I hate to ruin the fantasy for some of you guys, but you got to leave a little bit to the imagination,
right. Oh, yeah. Well, believe me, with me, a lot is left to the imagination. So
sometimes that's better than the real thing, I hear.
Sometimes, but you know what? Not always.
Okay.
Not always. Let's jump back to the J Girl thing. Tell me how that came along. You know, have you worked with Richard before doing photos and stuff like that? Or
I have to say that this is the first time I've worked for Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
The first time I've worked for Dick guys. So I was a virgin.
Yeah.
Until he found me.
And what was that experience like?
It was so much fun. We had the best time that day. And, you know, I'm used to doing very glamorous, very pretty shoots where it's just all about the beauty and, you know, it's just kind of smoke and mirrors sometimes. But this time, I might say, I won't say. I'm not going to say that we got filthy because I still can't use that
right.
word.
Right. We're not using that word.
No.
Messy?
We did. We got messy. We got crazy.
Yeah.
And we got kind of... We got naughty. I just love that word, naughty.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll see me, you know, we start out pretty, of course, and then we work our way to being a little messy.
Disheveled, if you will.
I love that, disheveled.
Yeah.
Disheveled. It's still early in the morning, so my vocabulary hasn't kicked in yet.
Right, well, that's okay. that's okay. You know, I'm here to be your vocabulary guide, if
Thank
I could
you.
Be.
Thank you.
Yes.
And then at the end, we just get downright crazy
mm-hmm.
and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Okay.
So I haven't seen the finished product yet, but I think it's going to be absolutely kind of weird. I kind of, at the end, I look like a crazy, like just a crazy person that should be in an asylum.
Right.
But sexy at that.
A sexy asylum.
A sexy asylum.
I think we got another movie plot right there.
I do too, because think of all the uniforms and the straitjackets that you don't have to order.
Right.
I bet the straitjackets are very expensive.
They are.
I
keep one at the house.
Oh,
so,
I love that.
Yeah,
that's your kinky old bedroom stories.
It's less a kinky bedroom story and more a chilling out on the weekend kind of thing.
Oh.
But, you know, sometimes just the work gets you down and frustrated.
You just have to keep those arms pinned down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, keep me away from the computer and just kind of relax, watch TV with my arms
cuffed behind my back.
Gotcha.
And then I'm sure you have the Hannibal mask, too, to muzzle you.
Actually, you know, I feel without my powers of sarcasm, I'm helpless.
Oh, good
so
God.
I like to kind of keep those always at the ready in case I need to, you know, be caustic and cut someone down.
Sometimes I feel like I'm talking to Dick when I'm talking to you.
Because?
You guys are so alike. I mean, has anyone ever seen Dick anyways? I don't think anyone's ever seen this guy.
No, he gets around.
Yeah?
I mean, you saw him taking photos.
Well, yeah, but real people, I mean. Has anyone ever, like, been in a room with him? Isn't there this mystique about him?
Well, no. I mean, he's a different kind of guy, certainly.
Different. Notice that.
Yeah.
Notice that he uses different guys.
Well, you know, naughty, not filthy.
Oh, I gotcha.
Different, not crazy.
You know what, though?
You know.
I have to say that I have to use filthy when we talk about him.
You do.
Yes, filthy and just downright dirty, nasty, not raunchy.
Well, you know, he sits at home not in a straitjacket, and he just lets his mind and
go crazy
wander. Exactly. And think, what can I have a girl do next week?
Yeah. That's why I'm kind of afraid sometimes when I'm heading to a shoot. You never know what he's going to throw at you.
Well, I like to think of him as the king of disheveled porn. You
know,
because it definitely, there's a lot of that, you know, you see that look that he does that is not your typical, you know, Playboy penthouse, your usual nude stuff. It is a lot of that disheveled kind of thing.
It is disheveled.
It's,
and you can't say it's dirty because it just looks, it looks really put together, but yet not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
right.
I love that.
It's a well-constructed look.
Mm-hmm.
That, as
it's kind of like people in
time.
L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? They take 3 hours to look like they didn't take 3 hours.
It's the makeup equivalent of going out and spending $400 for a pair of pre-distressed jeans.
Exactly.
You know?
And I can tell you guys how to do that at home.
Yeah, right. I mean, how hard could it be?
You need a razor blade and some bleach. That's it, guys.
Exactly. You know, and so bottled bleach for $1.99 and a razor blade for 25 cents. And next thing you know, you're a threat to all those distressed jeans companies.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe we should go market a clothing line.
Oh. Well, I don't have time for that.
You don't?
No. You know what? I'd rather let other people be creative.
Okay.
I'm just, not to say that I'm dumb, but
right.
I know what I do well, and that's being in front of the camera. And I'll leave everything else to, you know, the other people. That's why we have makeup artists and unions for them. And, you know, it's like, why do I want to conquer the world?
Focus on your specialties.
Focus on my specialties.
So what's next for you?
Jeez, there's so much going on here. I'm going to be shooting a show for HBO.
Oh, wow.
And
that's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting, especially because it's going to be shot. It's all shot in Las Vegas.
Right.
And that's my town. I love Vegas. And I hate what they say about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Please, what happens in Vegas, I take everywhere with me.
And well, you should.
What happens in Vegas can happen anywhere, people.
It only stays in Vegas if you're too drunk to remember it.
That's true.
I think that's what it is.
That's true. Unless you have a good digital camera and people who want to maybe blackmail you someday.
Well, sure.
You know?
But that you know, we always run that risk.
Yeah, we do.
So what's the theme of this show?
So it's called Sin City Diaries.
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder what this is going to be about.
Hmm.
And my show is really cool because I won't give you the whole little plot of my episode, but I love to cook, and so there's going to be a lot of cooking involved.
Okay.
And
is this a reality thing or a scripted
thing? No, it's totally scripted.
Oh, great.
Totally scripted once again. Sexy.
Right.
But no penetration.
Okay.
Let your minds go wild.
It's about my average Vegas trip. Sexy, no penetration. So I know exactly.
You need to bring more money to Vegas, Gary.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Vegas is like Hong Kong. I think you can get anything you want as long as you got a fat wallet and
yeah.
a fat pocket
That's
full of change.
That's probably very true.
Yeah, or just you're a quick talker and you know. You're a smooth guy.
I aspire to be a smooth guy. And so when are you headed out to Vegas for this shoot?
I'll be heading out there the middle of March. Yeah, so I'm not going to tell you the exact dates because I don't like stalkers.
Okay.
But if you want to maybe catch me around somewhere, because I do have, I'll be shooting for an entire week, but I've heard through the grapevine that I have a whole day off to do whatever I want and a whole night off to do whatever I want.
Well, I will be in Vegas in the middle of March also,
Uh-oh.
It just so happens.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, literally the dead center of March.
Me too.
So,
me too.
Okay.
So it doesn't take a rocket
Perfect.
Scientist, guys, to find out
okay,
what days
well,
those are. Oh, how exciting.
Looks like we'll be partying in Vegas.
Yay. This time it's not going to be all about your imagination.
No.
I'll have to make sure of that.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good thing. okay. So tell me, how do you end up in this world here? You're doing your thing. Are you from Southern California originally?
Oh,
you come
good
out
God,
here
no.
And...
I don't think anyone's from Southern California. I am originally from Houston.
Okay.
And, you know, my picture was sent in. I can't remember by who now, but it was sent in for, for Playboy's Sexy Girls Next Door.
Right.
They had a show called Sexy Girls Next Door. And it was where, you know, I think it was three girls
sure.
that they found that had never shot for Playboy before. And they bring them in. And it was basically to win a chance at a photo shoot with Playboy.
Right.
So I was flown in. It was very cool. There's another girl flown in from New York. And we still keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl who was here from California. And I ended up winning it, so I got to do a shoot.
Excellent.
I was very happy about that.
Yeah, I didn't know that's how you got into
this really?
World. Yeah, that's kind of exciting.
It was very exciting. And the funny thing was, I mean, it was super exciting because I was always wanting to do it.
Yeah.
But I was with somebody who, you know, always had Playboy and sexy magazines around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember getting on the plane, and we talked about it, and I got off the plane, and the first message I heard was, I'm breaking up with you. You need to get back on the plane and come back home to Houston.
Neat.
And then so that was the time when I thought, I'm going to become an independent woman.
Yeah, that's a pretty good sign. That's a good hint.
Is.
Yeah.
And I stayed my ass here in L.A., which was a good thing. I had so much fun with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the makeup artist that I worked with ended up liking me, and she kept me here a couple more days to shoot for Exotic Beauties,
right.
which is a Playboy special edition.
Yep.
And so that's what happened. And then
okay.
I went back to Houston, decided I hated everybody there. Nothing was sexy enough, so I moved to L.A.
Nothing is sexy enough in Houston.
No, because okay. I go back now, and you know, it's like, I love Houston for what it is, and my family's there, but I go back, and it's so slow,
mm-hmm.
and everybody wears black.
Oh, really? I
yes.
didn't know that.
I mean, if you want to look cool there, just buy some black. Head to toe black.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind next time I
Kinda
end
like
up down
Dita,
there.
Kind of like Dita, or whoever yeah. it was, member from SNL.
Sure. Oh, yes.
Spank my monkey. Are you
exactly.
afraid of my monkey?
Yeah.
yeah.
Dieter, that works. Yeah. Sprockets.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
About.
I'm
We're
there.
On the same path.
I'm there. Throw a cultural reference my way. I can usually, you know, hone in on that,
yeah.
I think.
So here I am years later, you know, and it's been fun. And it seems to get, I seem to keep on getting a little bit more comfortable with my body, I think. Because at first, I just wanted to be nude. And
right.
I was very scared to even, and I'm that even that, you know.
Okay. So
experience.
then what's the next level after you're just nude?
Well, first it was just being nude. Like in front of a still camera.
Right.
And then it was being nude but moving and
okay.
having people watch me move as
yeah.
I was nude. And then it was like, you know, having pretend sex on camera. But, you
right.
know, that's acting and that's a natural progression, right?
Yeah. But I mean,
models
that's still
like
a comfort zone that, you know, there's
oh,
a lot
yeah.
of people who are comfortable acting that aren't necessarily comfortable acting naked or acting and simulating sex.
Oh, yeah. And I have to give a shout out to my friend, who the guy that popped my cherry in this kind of genre.
Your simulated cherry?
Yes, my
okay.
simulated cherry. And, you know, I was so nervous. I was so nervous because it was for a show called Black Tie Nights.
Right.
That was either, I can't remember where it ended up airing. I think it's HBO. But I was so nervous about doing it, and I thought to myself, God, I hope the guy has, like, good breath, because I'd never kissed anyone on camera either.
Sure.
You know, because I've done a lot of other acting, but it's like, you know, it's that closed mouth kiss.
Yeah.
But this was supposed to be open mouth, and I was like, please, first of all, make him good looking. Please, please, please. Make him not have bad breath. And then make him, I just hope he's gentle on me.
Because
I didn't want to make a fool of myself, but also I didn't want to be manhandled and then be so traumatized that I would never do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But his name's Frankie Cullen, and he was so great.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. It was seriously, I felt like I was having sex, but without the release.
See, I just don't understand as a guy how the geometrics of that work. Because I think there's still friction involved somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And that's got to be always a potential problem.
Okay, let me tell you this. Yeah, I've gotten lucky. I've worked with the most professional guys, but no matter how professional you are, that little head's got a mind of its own.
Well, yeah.
I've had to talk a lot of guys down afterwards.
Yeah.
But that makes me feel good, because if we were doing a scene and nothing happened, you know, I would feel kind of bad.
Would you?
Okay. I would, yeah.
Okay.
I've got some pride.
But it's not some guys who say, I'm completely professional. You know, it's
come
just,
on
you
know. Now. How it's blood.
It is.
It's friggin' blood.
It
flow.
Is. It's tough. I mean, having been in similar situations, you know, I just.
Oh, so you do the.
Well, no.
The
from,
B, like, you know. Movies.
Well, when I had my talk show on Playboy, it was, you know, women's hands would roam at times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And or I remember something with whipped cream all over someone rubbing up and down against me or something. And, you know, it's there's only.
Were you naked?
No, I was never naked.
Okay.
They would take my shirt off. That would be the
they didn't put a sock on you?
No.
Okay.
Because I had pants on.
Okay.
So I put the sock in there to impress the ladies, which I was always instantly found out as soon as they stuck their hand down there to confirm.
How soft it is.
It's like, man, that feels weird.
You need to stick a cucumber at least.
Is that what it is?
You got to stick a cucumber
something
at least.
More
something
rigid.
Okay. I think if you want to impress the ladies.
Yeah.
Go for hard.
Produce is very impressive to
time.
The ladies.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so big.
Have your meal and eat afterwards, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Use your imagination on that one.
Oh, no.
Okay, so we're learning the secrets. But do the guys put socks on or when they're doing these things, or are they just floating free?
Oh, no. Well, you know what? It depends on how comfortable the girl is.
Yeah.
You know, because we have to wear a patch and the guys have to wear a sock.
Oh, you do?
But that's for all comfort for, you know, just to, like, make everyone feel secure and safe.
Right.
But if you're cool about flopping against each other and grinding,
right.
But not doing the actual, you know, shebang,
right.
Then, you don't have to if you don't want to. And I've worked with a lot of guys that I seem to always work with the same guys.
Right.
I don't know if it's them hoping that one day I'll just be like, ah, you know what, stick it in there.
Right. But, well, that's a whole different movie at that point.
Exactly. But, you know, a lot of the guys I work with all the time, and sometimes we're like, you know, why bother with it?
Yeah.
Because the patch falls, because we're getting hot, we're getting sexy, and we're getting sweaty.
Right.
So it doesn't stay on
for
long.
Well, they design those patches to fall off at the right moment in time.
Oh, really?
I think.
See, now I thought those were patches used for, like, you know, first aid.
No.
Okay. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They're
I didn't know that.
When the right amount of sweat hits them and the right amount of fluids... that thing just dissolves.
There's a conspiracy between all the producers and these pharmaceutical companies.
They want to see what's what, you know?
Right.
So
then buy the magazine.
Exactly. So what else can we know about you? What's kind of a hidden Jennifer Lee kind of thing that people might not know?
What people might not know.
Yeah.
You know, I have a crazy mind.
Yeah.
And I guess. You'll have to see, if you go to Julieland, you'll see something you've never seen before.
Okay.
And which, I don't know, you might never see again. Mm-hmm. It just depends, you know? But my mind is kind of wacky. I'm pretty much a closet freak. I hate saying that, but it's so true.
Yeah.
You know, in
but
real
you're kind
life,
of outing yourself here.
I am. I am. And so, yeah. But like I said, if you were to meet me on the street, I'm pretty quiet until I get to know you.
You seem very quiet.
Oh, shut up.
I'm sure everyone
knows.
Shut
up.
Yeah, I wish she'd say something.
I wish she'd shut up. No, it's to my close friends and people I'm comfortable with and I know and I trust.
Mm-hmm.
Then I open up and I'm wild and wacky and crazy and fun. But if I first meet you, you know, I'm just kind of, I know, I'd rather let you talk sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes I'm very content with just sitting back and having other people entertain me.
Okay.
Because I think I entertain a lot of people, so why do I have to work all the time?
I think that's safe to say. Yeah.
I want to sit back, kick up my heels, and smoke a cigarette and watch someone else do all the work.
Right. And so what entertains you?
What entertains me?
You're sitting home Friday night. What do you do for entertainment?
I don't like to sit at home on Friday nights. I like to go out and get entertained.
Okay.
And I kind of like to just like have things happen, you know? I just want things to happen. I'm just, I'm kind of passive like that.
Right.
I wait for something like, to happen, and then I jump into the mix.
Okay, that works.
But I love crazy, wild people. I like to surround myself with them because I think they kind of bring out the freak in me because I don't like to bring it out of myself. I hate to be an instigator.
Right.
I feel bad.
So you can be kind of taunted into things?
Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah. And I can be kind of, twist my arm a little bit.
So then, you come in for a photo shoot with Richard. Does he pull that out of you, or do you cut loose on your own and
I was
kind of
surprised, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought, he's really going to have to tell me to do this before I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so comfortable, and I felt like he does such a great job.
Yeah.
And I was I trusted him so much that all of a sudden I was doing things, and then he was telling me after the shoot, he was like, wow, I really didn't have to, I didn't have to really twist your arm that hard. And I thought to myself, shit, he didn't. Why did I show so much? I mean, fuck, what's he going to ask me to do next time?
Uh-oh.
Oh, God, I gave too much too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a good thing, but it is a good thing for you
it's
guys.
It's a good thing for us.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a
absolutely,
good thing for you
guys.
Because
the stuff is hot.
Yeah. I still I saw a little bit of it when he was editing.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, I was doing the little girl thing when you watch a scary movie, looking at it between my fingers. Yeah. And at one point, I went into another room and peeked out from behind the door because
uh-oh.
I was like, oh, my God. I was running around just going, oh, no, God, oh, God.
Have you done anything on camera yet that you regret?
Not at all.
Good for
I
you.
Have to say that I've never done anything that I haven't, in the end, been happy that I did.
Yeah.
Or that I might want to do again.
Right.
But, like I say, things happen for certain reasons at certain moments, and I can never say that I'll recreate the same thing again, or maybe I will.
So you said you're getting more comfortable with, your body and yourself and what you're doing. Would you ever do hardcore stuff, do you think?
You know what? Everyone's asked me that, and I bet I can make a mint and retire early.
Right.
And just go sit.
It would accelerate the process.
Yes,
yeah.
It would, damn it. But you know what? That's the one thing, Gary, I love sex.
Yes.
But I think that if I were to do it as work,
mm-hmm.
I'd end up not enjoying it.
Understandable. I don't know how that works, when it's all, for money and it's work and
exactly.
I got to go do a scene. And
and I just I don't ever want to lose that feeling
sure.
of getting excited.
Right.
So I don't think I will. No, actually, I can say definitely that I never will.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to leave something to imagination, and I got to leave something sacred for the person I'm with if I'm with anyone,
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But I do love sex, and I love good sex, and that's why I'm very...
You don't love mediocre sex?
No. Good God, no.
Okay.
I tell you one thing that was cool, too. Dick gave me my first little toy.
Really?
Yes. Can you believe that? I have never used a toy before.
How do you go in all this world? I mean, here at Playboy, there's probably rooms and mountains of toys
and stuff.
Yeah.
And I touch them.
Yeah.
And I look at them and I think about them, but I never go buy myself one because, okay, this is the thing. I had to be given one too because I can't bring myself to buy one.
Okay, well, I can understand that because certainly I've never bought one. I mean, I kind of got them free from work or something like that.
I feel like I'm desperate.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been into stores before, of course.
Right.
And I pick one up and I might start heading there and then I'm just – and I know these people that work at the stores, that's nothing to them. They don't care.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm Jane Doe to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they're looking at me like, oh, poor.
Oh, she's buying one of these.
Yeah, look how big it is. God damn it.
And what was the toy in question?
Oh, it was Julie Ashton's missile.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Is that the pocket rocket or
it's the missile?
I don't even know the missile. Really?
Yes, I believe it's called the missile. Because I said, I like to go big.
That's a whole extra AA battery in there or something. Probably.
I believe it was.
Wow.
Yeah. This is another thing, though. Okay, so now I have this thing.
Yeah.
But I don't like to use it on myself because I still feel like I'm desperate. I have to have someone use it on me. Or my big thing is when I have fun by myself, I can't use my hands. Because if I use my hands...
So you don't use your hands and you don't use a toy?
No. I've used a toy. I've broken it in.
Right, okay.
But I don't want to use my hands when I'm using it.
Okay.
So I have to find a way to steady myself on it and kind of just roll around on it.
Okay.
And grind up on it without using my hands. Because I like to use my hands to hold on to something. Like I'm holding on to a person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's some interesting details right there.
Maybe I'm lazy, or maybe I just have to keep that fantasy of
somehow. I don't get laziness out of that. As I envision that in my head, I don't see lazy.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess I just I feel like I have to be with somebody, even if it's just a fake somebody in my head.
Okay. Well, you know, on that fine thought, we are out of time.
Uh-oh.
But on
Thank
the
God.
Bright side, you can go get fucked right now if you want.
Oh, because
we're done.
Oh, thanks.
So,
thanks.
You know.
That's a nice thought. You shouldn't have started that thought too early in the morning.
Well, you know, I think it's early as I, excuse me, lose my voice at the end of this thing. But Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with everything that's going on. Remember, Jennifer is the March J Girl here at Julie Land, so be sure to check her out there. And again, this is Gary Gray here on Hey Julie, filling in for Julie Ashton, who is out traveling the world or doing something exotic, leaving us behind here in the studio.
Aww.
Only on JulieLand.com.
Have a good one.